scratching ever since we had psoriasis information on there. That address, by the way, at the website, addresspsoriasis.com. That's P-S-O-R-I-A-S-I-S.
I think I'm going to update my wardrobe, Mike, with maybe some monogrammed cufflinks. I think that might spruce it up a touch.
Is that a good deal?
I don't know. I've been looking at these shirts that they advertise in the back of my favorite men's magazine.
Yeah, you got to get those cufflinks. Tim Gunn set you straight there from Project Runway. Good to have him on the show. Now, there is a website, Paul Stern. Are you familiar with this foodieview.com?
No, this is the first that I've heard about it, and I'm awfully excited to learn more.
Well, we have from foodieview.com, Michelle Robichaud, who is the Vice President of Business Affairs.
Very nice.
Welcome, Michelle, to the broadcast.
Thank you.
What is foodieview.com?
Well, foodieview.com is a food portal. It's
What's a food portal?
A food portal. Well, we started out as a recipe search engine, and that really is our sort of main feature currently. But every year we're adding more and more features. We also have a restaurant guide, a recipe roundup newsletter, Foodie Views of the Day feature, and we're currently redesigning the site to add more functionality.
We'd like that.
Yeah.
All right. So what's happening here? Because we're getting, as we move into this new month here of March, we have St. Paddy's Day coming up on Tuesday the 17th. So are you giving us some pointers here on foodieview.com?
Getting a lot of hits.
Absolutely. Well, so talking about our recipe search engine, for those of you out there who are wondering what to do, how to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the kitchen, you can use FoodieView as an excellent resource to find just some wonderful traditional Irish recipes.
I understand you have an Irish bread pudding with caramel whiskey sauce that probably is something that, you know, I don't know who wouldn't have interest in that.
I know. Doesn't
be an American.
Right. Right, absolutely. So, and just to show you, I don't know if you guys have computers in front of you, but I can show you how easy it is to use the search engine.
Actually, we recommend to all of our listeners to have computers in front of them.
Yeah, we don't start our show unless you have a computer in front of you. So please, get your computers ready, everybody.
It makes it a little bit easier to access the show.
Yeah, fire them up. So, yeah, go through the steps.
Right, so if you go to foodieview.com,
okay, so you click on Foodie, you go to, and spell that for everybody so they can at least write that down and check it out later.
So FoodieView is FoodieView.com.
Okay.
And front and center, you'll see the recipe search engine. And so one thing that I'd like to point out about the search engine is, you know, there's so many quality food sites on the internet right now. And we do not have a database of recipes. What we do, we're a Google for recipes. So what we do is when you use our search engine, you're actually searching all of the internet's top food sites.
So I could find, like, my favorite Czech bakery, Kolachki's, I could look up there, correct?
The bakery, to look up a restaurant or a bakery, you would want to check out our restaurant guide.
Yeah, I was noticing that you have restaurant guide here.
But I mean,
like
there
that?
A recipe? Right. Couldn't we
major
get a...
cities all across the country.
You could look up their name and see if we have their recipes online.
Right. What if they got Michael Jordan's Napa Rose restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. Where is it located?
In Orange County. I'm looking right now.
In Orange County, yeah. Well, we should have it then.
Okay, so I just found Kolachki's right here. I got the Kolachki All Recipes. These are Kolachki cookies in here. These are fine, by the way. I might tell you all, spelled Kolachky, Kolachki. It's a fine Czech cookie, and it's these Kolachki cookies have fruit inside of them. You can fold them. This is amazing. I just did this on Foodie View. I have all the recipes for Kolachki's that I could ever want, and then they have reviews on these. It's like it looks like you have an orange review. Like this, one of these here has a 5 orange review on it.
Right, right. So the oranges show how much the reviewer enjoyed or didn't enjoy the particular restaurant. And so we aggregate third-party reviews. So we'll have reviews from food bloggers, from Daggett's and Michelin, and then we also have user-uploaded reviews.
This is pretty good. So now the recipes are right here. So I can find some great recipes now from my heritage.
Right.
Forget St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. I'm going to look up kolachki and have like a Czech gathering. I wonder if their recipe. I wonder if the recipe for Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken is here. What do you think?
Oh, why don't we check it out?
This is fun.
I got Napa Rose coming up on mine big time.
You've got it. So you can search restaurants then, huh?
Pardon?
You can search restaurants then, like Paul's doing.
You can. You can absolutely search restaurants. So and one other thing that I wanted to point out about the recipe search engine is. There are many different ways that you can search. So if you want to just search by keywords, you can do that from the front page. There's also a link underneath the search button called that says Browse Categories. And if you click that, it goes to our categories page, and you'll see that you can search by ingredients. So you can clean out your fridge. Let's say you have a whole bunch of stuff in your fridge. You have no idea what to do with it. It's going bad. And you just want to make something with it. And you can just type all of those ingredients into the search engine, and we'll come up with a recipe for you. You can also search by, you know, by dish, by special occasion. So you can search by St. Patrick's Day. You can search by famous chef, special consideration. So if you have, if you're diabetic or allergic to gluten or... if you adhere to a low-calorie or low-fat diet, we have special links to those as well.
This is great. Can we search you on this thing if we want to see what you look like and grab a picture of you up here or something?
There are actually no pictures of me on Food of You presently.
Oh, really?
So,
got a Facebook page or anything we can check you out?
Any oranges?
I'm going to keep my Facebook page secret.
Really? Thanks a lot, Michelle. This is great, though. So we can look up recipes. We have to have you back before St. Patty's Day, so we can look up some good St. Patrick's Day recipes.
This is fun.
I'd love to come back.
I like this. It's foodieview.com. Paul and I happen to have our computers in front of us
right now. Oh, boy. Best Chinese Los Angeles.
Maybe you can find that place that keeps giving you the free food with William. What's that guy's restaurant?
That's the Twin Dragon, and his name is William.
William at the Twin Dragon will give you another free order to take home as he puts that place slowly out of business. Okay, so the website is foodieview, FoodieView.com. Mm-hmm. Michelle Robichaux, you're welcome here anytime. Thanks so much for sharing with us. Straight ahead, more on CRN Digital Talk Radio, the What's Cooking Show.